From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The group calling itself the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for deadly bombings that killed 137 people Friday in Yemen. Suicide bombers attacked two mosques in the Yemen's capital, Sana'a. More than 350 people were wounded. At least four bombers carried out the attacks during midday prayers at mosques, which are linked to the Houthi rebels who control the capital. The Yemeni branch of Islamic State is claiming responsibility. It put out an online statement calling the bombings just the tip of the iceberg. Here in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest would not confirm those claims, saying there was no clear evidence yet tying the group to the attacks. Nearly a week of talks on curbing Iran's nuclear program has ended in the Swiss city of Lausanne. As Lisa Bryant reports, reports suggest negotiations will resume next week.
Reports over the week on the discussions in Lausanne have been mixed. Some officials speaking on background say the two sides have made strides in reaching a deal on Iran's nuclear program, while others say they remain far apart. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart have reported progress. In a video to Iranians marking the Persian New Year, President Barack Obama said Iran could continue the status quo that has caused it isolation and hardship, or reach what he called a reasonable deal that could lead to a better path. Iran and six world powers, the U.S., China, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany, want to reach the broad outlines of an agreement on curbing Iran's nuclear program by the end of March. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Russia has denounced the European Union for maintaining sanctions against it over its role in the Ukraine conflict, calling Thursday's decision destructive. Speaking to reporters in Moscow Friday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov refused to specify how Russia would respond. However, he said it would do what is in its national interests in terms of retaliatory sanctions. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels said Thursday they would not lift economic sanctions against Russia until the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, which Moscow has endorsed, is fully implemented. The World Health Organization has vigorously denied accusations that it delayed declaring the Ebola epidemic in West Africa an international public health emergency for political reasons. An article published by the Associated Press says secretly obtained emails of internal documents indicate the WHO's slow response was intentional. Lisa Schlein has more from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The AP article claims the World Health Organization downplayed the severity of the Ebola epidemic for fear of angering the three heavily infected West African countries. It says internal documents show the WHO was afraid declaring a global emergency could set off alarm bells which could hurt the country's economies or interfere with the Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca. WHO communications spokeswoman on Ebola, Margaret Harris, tells VOA this is categorically untrue and incorrect.
So there was no secrecy. The minute we were informed of the cases and the minute we had confirmation that it was Ebola Zaire, we notified the world.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of Tunisians marched through the capital city, Tunis, Friday to mark the 59th anniversary of the country's independence from France and to rally against terrorism. The marches came 2 days after a deadly attack on Tunisia's National Museum. Most of the more than 20 people killed in the massacre claimed by the Islamic State group were foreign tourists. Poland's foreign ministry announced Friday that a third Polish citizen had died. Another 10 Poles were wounded in Wednesday's mass shooting. In a statement honoring Tunisia's National Day, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States condemns in the strongest terms the heinous and cowardly attack perpetrated by terrorists at the historic National Bardo Museum. But, he said, it cannot diminish the shining example of Tunisia and its dedication to democracy. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.